Right now, time to bring in the guy who's back from the cabin. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano, cabin fever is over. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, so keep in mind that I was only there Sunday, just for the day.
How was the mouse situation?
Non-existent.
There you go.
Well, it wouldn't be existent right now because with table saws and banging and everything that's going on, if there was any, they're long gone.
Well, how's the siding going and stuff like that?
they have the front and the back done. The sides are not done yet.
How's it look?
Really, really nice. Makes the place look, like a brand new cabin. Yeah, really looks nice, but a lot of work. I mean, I was trying to clean inside, but I mean, between the banging and the saws and everything, the electric saws, it was incredible. But I was very surprised because the bedroom and living room, hardly a trace, which means David, my friend David, who is, we call him the mouse catcher, who set the traps up. He set them up principally in the kitchen because he was convinced that that's where they were coming in. Obviously, that's where they were coming in and that's where they went out, if you know what I mean, because they never got any further than the kitchen.
So
the place is a mess, a complete mess. I mean, you just can't imagine. It's hard to even walk in there. The refrigerator's in the middle of the floor because it's not connected. They had to get to the window behind it. There was gas stoves in the middle of the floor. There was a big table saw in the middle of the floor. And the porch is completely covered with all the siding, you know, boxes of siding and all of that, so that they don't get wet if it rains overnight. So the place is a mess, and I'm assuming, he said it would be through this week. So if it's through this week, then I'll be able to clean this coming weekend, and maybe the first weekend of June, I will actually have the quote maiden voyage of sleeping there for the first time. But we shall see. In the meantime, this is a warm week all week long. It is sunny and warm today, 80 to 85, low 60s, partly cloudy tonight. There'll be some fog around. And it looks to me like Wednesday will be partly sunny, more humid, again, 80 to 85. Thursday, hazy skies, humid. There is a chance of showers, although the chance of showers not as great as they are on Friday, when they could even be a thunderstorm. And the highs Thursday, 75 to 80. Friday, again, around 80. Some of those showers will linger into Saturday. And then Sunday will dry out and be the better of the 2 days this weekend, just in time to greet the month of June, which, of course, as you know, is Monday.
Uh-huh. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
June. Yeah, and today we begin our first phase here in the Hudson Valley.
That's exactly right.
Phase one, yeah. So excited about that. I believe that constitutes what? I think it's construction, manufacturing.
Some retail. Retail as well, I think.
Retail, but curb pickup only.
Yeah.
For retail. Right. So it's a start. And they say that, you know, the phases usually go in 2 weeks unless the environment is doing so well, it will be less than 2 weeks. Between phases, there are four phases.
If it ends up being a bad thing, the shutdowns will come back. So people, please wear your masks when you go out and do your social distancing.
Not according to the president.
Well, the president doesn't control states.
No, but he said no more shutdowns.
He can't say that to the states. He doesn't have the authority. He had the governors are the executive director of that state.
Okay, that's good.
And they can, if they see something happening, they can do it. I was going to use an expression. He's blowing wind, but I can't finish that one. He cannot tell states they can't go back into a shutdown.
Oh, okay. Because I think the way he put it, he said, from what I remember, he said something like that. There will. Whether it's a flame or an ember, meaning, you know, the flare-up with the second wave, the nation will not shut down.
Well, he won't issue a national. He won't.
Oh, I see.
But
I
states, but states can do it individually.
Can do what they want individually.
That's,
I saw some people yesterday on the news. I think one place was Missouri. I'm not sure, but just tons of people in a bar, no masks or anything like that. And the news reporter said to the guy, you know, you're not wearing masks, no spatial distance or anything like that. He goes, if you don't want the virus, then don't come here.
Yeah, that is an. We posted from a journalist friend of mine a picture of people in Highland Lake. It is a private lake. It's owned by homeowners, you know, like the place like you're on. It's a private thing.
Okay.
But still, there was three boats side by side docked on the shore, and probably 15, 20 people all there without masks on. And they're near water, by the way. So that means it even increases the chance if somebody sneezes or coughs or anything like that, that they're definitely going to get it. And so we posted that, and 75% of the people agreed it was wrong. But 25% said, stop being the police. We don't need virus police. Yeah. So, you know, unless we can convince that of the 25 to 30% of the people to wear their masks and do social distancing, that we're never really going to get down to zero. It's just not going to happen.
I agree. And I have to tell you that, you know, at my lake, at least on my side of the lake, I did see people up, few people, you know. I went over to David's cabin because he said to me, Pat, come over to my cabin, bring your lunch over. He said, because there's no way you're going to be able to eat it here. And he's right. There's no place to sit. The work is around all over the place. So I went over there, and it was me, him, and his wife, and we're sitting out on the deck. And next door, we do know the people. They're very, very, very nice. They were having a party. And there was over 10 people. And, you know, in New Jersey, it's 10 or less. But people have a tendency.
Were they wearing,
like what you said, they're by the lake. So they're out in the open air. So they feel like they can't catch the virus.
Were they wearing masks?
No. Nobody.
And they were in that social distance. Well, yeah, this is what people have to realize. The reason the curve went down is because people
listened.
They stayed home. They wore their masks when they went out. The people wore gloves. They followed all the rules, and we get it going down. We can beat this like a drum, but it's never going to get into certain people's heads that you just, you know, hey, do I enjoy? I don't, you know, I used to at least go to the grocery store through two or three times a week. I go to work, to home, and then every 2 weeks I'll go into the grocery store and I'll get something, or else somebody will get something for me. I'm just, you know, I just want to follow the rules because I want this to end as soon as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, but some people just don't get it. They feel that,
it's become political, and that's
it has become political. You're
see,
right.
That's the absurd part about this. It's just between the media, between the president, the media, and social media, the dividing line is drawn, and it's everything becomes support Trump or not support Trump, and it's just ridiculous. It has nothing to do with basis with what people are arguing about. It's just if Donald Trump supports it, people are against it, and if people are against it, the people that support Donald Trump say it's a conspiracy. So there you go. And the media helps it out. So
I was going to say, you know, a lot of people just think that it's been overhyped. But when you see the figures, we're close to 100,000 people that have died already. How much overhyped could it be?
Yeah, take the Rose Bowl that holds 100,000 people.
Right.
Just imagine that. That's how many people have died in under 3 months. From this, under 3 months.
And for what reason?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, for what reason? Yeah. You know, something that possibly could have been, I wouldn't say totally avoided, but
we could have avoided. We could have.
It could have been a little bit better, right?
We could have avoided 100,000 deaths. There's no doubt about that.
You think? Oh yeah, 100. I mean, I think there would have still been fatalities,
no
matter what. But Yeah, maybe 100,000 could have been 50,000.
And you know, Jill just reminded me something. She sent a message in, and it is true. Let me just get to it here so I can see it. Let's see if she did it. Which way did she do it? I can't find it now. Can you imagine that? She just sent it. It just popped up.
And I know.
Jill points out that summer is better, but in humidity, droplets drop. They don't travel as far in the sunlight, and the virus can you know, go away. But masks, you've got five minutes. So if you're, it'll last for 5 to 10 minutes in the hot summer heat if it drops. Okay, so if you're not wearing a mask, you're still in jeopardy in that five minute period. And let's say you have 15 people. Well, it's those are bad odds as far as I'm concerned. So wear your mask, damn it.
I have to insist on that. And I think that's a good way to end our weather chat this morning.
Pat.
Wear your mask.
Masks. All right, Pat, we'll speak to you mañana.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the Tri-State Forecast.